Galatians last week, Galatians chapter 2, and finishing it. I only lack like one little thing on the overhead, one line, I think. And so I got done with that, and I have lesson 8 ready to teach tonight, but I'm not going to teach it because I didn't let you guys know I got done with 7. So you may have not been able to get the start on lesson 8, so I have some outlines here that I'll give to you and take home with you, get started on that. So I had some missionary letters that I was planning on doing soon, so I'm going to go ahead and do that tonight, and we'll ask God to bless that. Matthew 28:18 through 20, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Jesus said, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you to have a part in eternal labors, in eternal ministry, dear God. We know that when the word goes out, you speak to hearts, and people can hear and receive the message and be saved, dear God. And they can grow in the grace and knowledge of you. We thank you to be able to do that here with our neighbors and friends and co-workers and in our town through visitation. Father, we're thankful to be able to do it around the world through missionaries, Father. Without them, we'd not be able to fulfill this great commission, dear God, as you have commanded us to. And so we thank you for being able to have a part. I thank you for this church. It's been so faithful in supporting missionaries all these years. We thank you for missionaries who've been so faithful to stay on the field and to labor and to be true to the word. And Father, we're truly blessed in that. And so I just pray that you would encourage our hearts as we read some letters from our missionaries tonight. And as we consider their blessings and their struggles and their challenges, Father, might we be encouraged to stay faithful, dear Lord, and to occupy until you come. And Lord, we look forward to the day when you will come and call us home, and they will forever be with you. And so, Lord, we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated. So tonight, we'll start with a letter from our... And we don't have to worry about shutting off our recording for any of these tonight, Brother Dennis. I'll start with our missionaries in Amazon, in G. Paraná, the Rogers family. And this letter is actually their March letter. So as you can see, I was getting a little... I didn't want to wait too much longer to read some of these. So their March letter. And Brother Samuel writes... it's always an exciting time in the ministry when souls are being saved and baptized and seeing Christians being added under the church membership. We were happy to receive 2 new members by baptism last month. Gabriella is 27 years old and was saved back in October. Amen. It has been a great encouragement to see her getting things right in her life and mending relationships with others. She's now becoming a great light for the Lord. Another lady who is 30 years old, named Osmalda, was also baptized. Ilison, her husband, was at the baptism, and the following Sunday after the service, he received Christ. Amen. That's exciting. He says, they are such an encouragement to us in our diving completely into the work of our Lord. That same day during the evening service, a first-time visitor named Paula came forward and made a profession of faith. Amen. While on furlough a few years back, one of the couples that were attending the church left. Praise the Lord, about 4 months ago, they returned and have now officially joined the church. Amen. It says that same night, their 24-year-old son, Lucas, asked the Lord to save him from his sins. Amen. Thank the Lord for his faithfulness. Amen. Good to see a harvest coming in. Amen. And that's exciting. As we entered into the end of summer here in Brazil, we were able to participate at a camp a few hours away from here. It was a great week with a total of 5 professions of faith. Amen, 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 amen. Was that 5? One of which included our middle child, Violet. So praise the Lord. He says, we are so happy that she now has assurance of her salvation. One day last month, Brother Leandro, who is training for the ministry, was working outside the church. A man walked by and asked him if he knew of any houses for rent in the area. After Brother Leandro spent an hour helping him try to find a home to rent, he discovered that this family needed lots of help. This family of 7 are refugees from the country of Venezuela. When I met Davy and his family, the only worldly possessions they had were 2 suitcases. With the help from the people of our church, they now live in a small, fully furnished apartment, and he has secured a job. Amen. What a blessing. This man, who just a short time ago was a wealthy college professor, said that he never worked one day of hard labor in his life before now. He now has a job mixing and hauling concrete by hand. Praise God for people that are able to work and willing to work. Amen. Since that time, this Venezuelan family has been faithfully visiting the church. Please pray for them as they adjust here in Brazil and for their spiritual needs. Amen. We had an extra special blessing as we were able to host Brother Ben Nimeskern, if I'm pronouncing that right, from Blair, Wisconsin. He came down for a period of 1.5 months and helped install the ceiling of the church, finished the nursery, and much more. We thank the Lord for the blessings he was to our family and ministry, reaching souls for the King, Sammy, Anessa, Clayton, Violet, and Samantha Rogers. So what a blessing. Let's pray for them and their ministry down there. Father, we thank you for the Rogers. We thank you for your blessings on them. Thank you, God, for these souls hearing the gospel. And no doubt there were folks laboring in their lives, and some of them have been going to church there for a while, Lord, and you were working on them. And the time came, Lord, that they were ready to receive you as Savior. We thank you to hear of these souls saved and these lives that are being changed, Father. We're thankful that we could have a part in that by supporting them as our missionaries and praying for them, God. And we're thankful to be able to see souls from around the world come in, and Lord, to have a part in that. Help them to continue to grow, dear God, in the grace and knowledge of Thee. And help Brother Leandro, who continues to train in the ministry, and bless him in that, Father. Help this family, the refugee family from Venezuela, who have moved there now, and they found a place, dear God, where the Bible is being preached, Father, and where folks are serving you from the heart, and I pray you would use that. I pray that in a mighty way you'd convict and draw them. I pray it not be long, dear God, before they're saved, Father, or before they would make that, join the church if they're already saved, and get involved in that, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you for the family also who had left. Well, Brother Sammy and the family were away on furlough, but then they've returned now, and they've joined the church. Father, bless them. Help them in that. We continue to pray for safety for them there in the area, for this building program to continue. Continue to bless them as, Father, they try to get that done. And Father, we thank you for them. We lift them up before you. We thank you for Violet getting assurance of me, perhaps getting saved, and perhaps getting assurance of her salvation. Sometimes it's hard to tell when a child is reared in a Christian family and brought up in church all their lives. There's doubt sometimes there, and sometimes it's a while before they make that personal commitment. Sometimes they just need that assurance. Father, we maybe can't know all those things clearly, but we know that you know. We thank you that she's made that step and just got that assurance. Father, we pray you'd help her just continue to grow in grace and knowledge of you. We thank you. We praise you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And I have a couple here from Brother Weimer. And I'll read these. He has one that's March and one that's April. So, of course, some of this March is going to be pre-COVID-19 stuff, as Brother Rogers was. He says, pre-COVID-19 ministry in February and March was quite a blessing. We had seen growth in every ministry, adults attending with their children in the bus ministry, and many decisions being made for the glory of God. He has some photos of the last groups that were met before they had to shut down on March 8th. He says, a father attended with us with his children for the second time, and what a blessing that was to have the opportunity to minister the word of God to him. He has a photo of Bartimaeus. That's one of the ones that has grown up there in the ministry, teaching the preschoolers at the last service they were able to have on March 8th before they got shut down by COVID. And he says, she and our teachers have been calling the children weekly to let them know we love them and are praying for them. We sure miss the ability to minister in person. Amen. However, like many of you, we have resorted to online services and do our best to stay connected as we wait out this storm. He has a photo of the last English service on March 8th they were able to have. And the English service focuses on ministering people new to Iceland, working for a short time in Iceland, or seeking asylum in Iceland. Many people have lost jobs in this group and are leaving Iceland. Ministry was always a transit ministry. He says, however, with the economic strain because of the global COVID-19 problem, we expect many of them to leave Iceland. We continue to minister to them via online methods. Has a photo here of the children's church program and the bus ministry and having children come and teaching them to trust the Lord when we are afraid. And he says many of them are scared. He has a photo of some of the ladies waiting for an Icelandic speaking adult service to start before the COVID-19. He says he has some pictures of the building here, some work that he's got done. He says you'll notice a difference. He says he was given a love offering to purchase materials and rent a lift. He says, ain't God good? Amen. He says, I worked from March 23rd to April 1st. How? Due to the financial crisis created on our little island, the cost of building materials has tanked. He said, and their currency has weakened against the dollar. This is good only for a short time, as Iceland imports 100% of most of its goods. The next month, they will pay more to import, and the cost difference will be felt on the shelves. But for this month, there was an opportunity, and the Lord provided funds. And he gives a place on video YouTube. You can watch that. Maybe we'll get that and look at that some service. He says two teams came to help build this year. That were to come to help build this year are on hold until COVID stuff goes away. So I enjoy listening to the Bible while working on the project. Over the 8 days of work, I listened from Genesis to 1 Corinthians 14. Amen. It's a blessing to keep my mind stayed upon the Lord as I build. He builds with me. It's got a photo of the color code of his Bible translation to ensure the Word of God, representation of word for word representation of the Word of God. Gives a link to go and look that up. Amen. So he continues, he says, as in most countries, this is April's letter, we've been reduced to services online. The government's supposed to lessen its regulations on May 4th. That happens, we should be able to begin assembling again with the following restrictions. Move our chairs 2 meters apart, have gloves and other equipment available, keep our numbers below 50, and ensure that nobody attends with signs of sickness. We, like you, are learning how to traverse through this strange time. He's got a photo of the town there, he says much of the town was closed. He says people are getting a bit stir-crazy, and I'm certain this cannot last much longer. He said, this time has allowed me to get some building done. We talked about that on the inside of the building. God provided the funds to build. I'm still hopeful that we can be able to finish the building by the end of 2020. For now, the building material prices have lowered. Talked about that. The exchange rate's higher in our dollar favor. He says it won't last long. Companies using the Icelandic krona will have to import goods, paying more to purchase U.S. dollars of euro to conduct the transactions. He says inflation is already being felt. You'll find this interesting. He says on the flip side, gas prices are down. Are down to $5.40 per gallon. This is the lowest I've seen it in more than 20 years. Wow. Let's count our blessings. Amen. Our work as missionaries has been the online ministries, the building project, and the translation work. I've been given much more time to translate. He said, he gives an example below showing the word-for-word translations and such that he is working on there. All right, well, let's pray for the Weimers. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for Brother Pat and Sister Vicky and their children, Father, that are still working there. And Lord, we thank you that you have kept them there all these years, over 20 years now, Father. They've served faithfully there and started with just a few children, and Lord, it was just children for a long time, and now there's a mixture of adults and multiple ministries, and children grown up serving in the ministry there, and Father, we've been blessed to be able to have a part of that, and to be able to support them and pray for them. We thank you, dear God, for that. We thank you for helping Brother Pat to get the work done that he's got done for the break and the cost of the building materials and such, and to keep that building going. And we do pray you'd help him, Father, to meet that goal of getting it done in 2020. And Father, we just ask you continue to bless them there. We pray that the bus ministry would continue, that they'd be able to get the children back in after the COVID-19 restrictions become lighter. And Father, we thank you for the parents that are coming in now and then. We pray that your Spirit would draw them in, that they would stay and become saved and strong in you and become faithful members of the church, Father. Help them in a great way there. Be with Pat and Vicky. Be with their children, Father, as they go to school now and get ready to look to what your will is for their lives, Father. You may have some serve there. You may call them to other places, God. Father, be with them. Help them as they serve you. And we're so thankful for them, Lord, and we're thankful for Pat and Vicky for their faithfulness, dear God, and for this letter and these updates concerning what's going on there. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We ask it in Jesus' name for his glory. Amen. Amen. And I have one from the Cooks. And I get an update on the Cooks. Of course, they're in Alabama and trying to dodge the lightning bolts and the thunderstorms at times. They have some horrendous lightning storms there, I'll tell you. But the Lord's kept them safe and providing for them. Amen. Brother Matt writes, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Amen. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And we understand that God is using the world's terms on them. The world says what we do is foolishness. God says, watch me, I'll take that what you call foolishness and I'll use that to save souls. Amen. We know that sharing the gospel and preaching the word of God is one of the wisest things you can do. Amen. But if the world wants to say that's foolishness, God says, watch, with my foolishness, I'll save people and give them a home in heaven. Amen. and thank God for that. I'm thankful that the gospel is simple yet powerful, that it's free yet it's very costly, what God had to pay for it. And it's just a reflection of his love for us. It's a reflection of a love that is a matchless love. And who can argue that fact, amen, when we consider what God did to make the gospel available to the whole world, for which we're thankful. Brother Matt continues to write there, certainly there is more than pen can tell of God's working in small and big ways, from our daily task to his clear direction for our future. Our God is real, personal, and faithful. You know, we can walk along through our daily lives and talk to the Lord, amen? And I hope at times we're caught muttering. What'd you say? Oh, I was talking to the Lord, you know. He walks with us, amen? And he talks with us. And we can be thankful for that. Our God is real, personal, and faithful. We will likely start posting an update on our website about once a month in the future to help capture all that God has accomplished. At the beginning of March, when it seemed that the COVID-19 situation was imminent, we still had the privilege of presenting our burden in two churches near home. That was a blessing. Salem Baptist Church with Pastor Stephen Brown. And that's the church that Tori and Brad went to. They were here and we met them. And we praise the Lord for their ministry there. Pastor Brown and is just a blessing, and Brad's family there, just faithful serving there, and we're just thankful for that. So Matt and Becca went to Salem Baptist Church there with Pastor Stephen Brown, and Bridgeway Baptist Church with Pastor Ron Reasoner. It is very strange to see weeks passing by and be unable to gather with God's people. Whether at home or on the road, we know that there are many who are struggling to pay their bills, having no work, and facing the possibility of these circumstances extending for a while. For those in that position, we are praying for you, and we know that God has a plan in all of it. And it is hard on many people, and we do need to pray, especially for those that we may know individually and personally that have lost their jobs and are struggling. They continue, we hope that things begin to open up soon and we can all get back to normal life again or settle into a new normal quickly. Some of you know we had the opportunity to do some flight training during the impromptu downtime. The Lord's leading was evident, and we headed down to Alabama to begin the task of obtaining my private pilot's license. We are thankful to not have experienced any emergencies as we traveled from Oregon to Alabama. Amen. However, the smoothness of travel did not preclude the Lord from making himself evident in his protection and divine appointments along the way. Amen. I have logged about 30 hours of flight time since arriving in Alabama. 3 weeks ago. Providentially, just prior to the economy lockdown, the Lord brought us into contact with John and Katie Stanzak with Aero Missions, A-E-R-O, with Aero Missions. They are missionaries with a vision to aid other missionaries of like faith in necessary flight training to get the gospel to unreached people around the world. They just met them. Right before driving down there for the flight. I mean, you talk about God orchestrating things. And he gives an online URL for Aero Missions there to look them up. He says, we are thrilled to have the chance to partner with them, and we really appreciate all they have done for us already. We have witnessed God's amazing provision in so many ways during the past couple of months. One such example is that our sending church received a donation that enabled a gift to be sent to every missionary they support. This resulted in a substantial gift to our family as well, which was timely in that it provided the amount that we were needing to cover the cost of flight training. I think I mentioned that to the church. And what a great Lord we serve. Amen. Where's God going to provide from? Watch. Amen. Our growing list of memorials like this one are incredible reminders to us every time we wonder how the Lord will provide a specific need. You know, that's a great thing to do when God answers a prayer like that. I wish I had done that, bringing our kids up and all that God, I didn't keep a log or a record of all the miraculous ways that God provided. And they're doing that. It'd be a good time to do it even now. I don't think it's ever too late to start. Amen. And just to keep a log of answered prayer, it's an encouragement. Our growing list of memorials like this one are incredible reminders to us every time we wonder how the Lord will provide a special need. As we step out in faith, he shows us clearly that he has a plan. Praises. We are praising the Lord for his general provision for our family while there are no meetings. Many missionaries on deputation or furlough are facing difficulties during this unique time. But our testimony is that we have seen the Lord direct and provide for us in so many distinct ways. We are praising the Lord for his provision through our church for the costs of flight training. Rebecca and Emily had a great trip to Mexico with our church's teen mission group. They were able to spend time in helping Raymond and Lori Jones in Guadalajara, Jalisco, and the churches in the area. We debated about having them bring back some extra toilet paper with them when they returned, but the Lord provided enough here. Had a little smiley, little squiggly smile there. The Lord provided a buyer for our extra vehicle with little to no effort on our part. Westgate had a man move up from Mexico who is going to minister in their Spanish ministry, and they were in need of a vehicle, and Matt and Rebecca still had their old Suburban to sell. They were just waiting to sell it, and so they just beat on a price real quick and just sold it to them, and so they got a good deal, and they got rid of their truck, you know, without any hassle, and were able to sell it. So praise the Lord. Our travel to Alabama was almost entirely uneventful, for which we are very grateful. We had the chance to make all the fixes needed from the last trip prior to leaving, and the Lord has blessed. So praise the Lord. Amen. Prayer request. Please continue to pray for opportunities to present our burden for Australia and churches of like faith. We, like so many others, are wondering how this next couple of months will go. We are praying that the Lord will help us to have a full schedule once churches are open again. Please pray for the remainder of my flight training. It has gone well to this point, but I most certainly need your prayers for the completion. We are so grateful for your consistent prayer for us during our deputation ministry. May the Lord bless you for your part in winning souls for Christ, faithfully in Christ, Matt, Rebecca, Emily, Michael, Chelsea, Elijah, and Noah. Amen. Let's pray for the Cooks. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Cook family and for your calling upon them to prepare to go as missionaries to the outback in Australia. Heavenly Father, and Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Father, we are amazed at how you're providing for them. And Lord, we are very thankful. We are thankful that we can have a part in their support as well as all of our missionaries. Father, we're thankful that you've enabled us to give to them and to pray for them, Father. We do lift them up to you and along with those that are here in the States and the Herzls and the Kleins and our other missionaries that are here in the States, Father. And Father, we ask that you would bless them and provide all that they need, Heavenly Father, and just give them grace and wisdom and give pastors wisdom in how to maybe have them online and have them meet in that way. help us and guide us and direct us in that. Perhaps we can be a part in that as well, dear God. Father, we thank you for the part we can have with them. We were thankful to hear about the Sunday school class they had, and the boys from the RV park that came. And work on their hearts, Father, and use that for your honor and for your glory. And we're thankful for Matt's safe solo flight, and pray for the upcoming cross-country flights of longer and multiple stops there and back that he'll have to make to get his license, Father. And thank you for the safety there. And Lord, we thank you for the promise of your coming. As we watch the news, Lord, we see that the times are getting ready. Everything can fall in place very quickly. When you mentioned in your word about things which must shortly come to pass, the idea in your word there was not that it would happen at an early time, but that when it happened, it would happen quickly. Once it started happening, it would happen quickly, exponentially. And Father, I think we're seeing things getting lined up for that. And I pray that our hearts would just be faithful to serve you, Lord, until you call us home. And we're thankful that you are going to do that and that you are coming. And Father, we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, I have one more and we'll be done for that. I have one from the Kleins, who are here in the States as well. If I get it out of my pile here, it seems I have buried it. There's. Oh, actually, I have read this. I think it's a repeat of his letter, the last letter that we read. Talked about the first time you ever preached to 500 empty seats. Yeah, I think I've read that letter. He has a note up here. It's for those who had it. It was, it would be a review. So I'll put these letters back there if some of you want to grab and read them. But we'll pray for the clients and we'll be done tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and mercies. And God, I think of. I think of your son and how you told us that we're not to be weary in well-doing. And you've told us that, reminded us that we have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. We haven't had to face what the early church faced for being faithful to you. I'm thankful that we have the sufferings of your son to look forward to look to, and to encourage us about your love and about the strength that you can give. And God, we're thankful that you were willing to do that. Such an amazing feat, a feat that God will never, I don't think, fully understand. But Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And we look forward to worshiping you for that for all eternity, bowing down before you, talking to our Lord face to face, serving you in a renewed and regenerated earth, having untainted fellowship with one another, ruling and reigning in a place that is commanded to follow righteousness for 1,000 years. And God, it's almost... It's almost too much to imagine, and yet it's going to be soon. When those times come, those former things you said aren't even going to be remembered. And Lord, how quickly this is going, a short work you said you'd make upon the earth. Truly it is, Father, I was watching the steam rise off the roof of the shed this morning doing my devotions and thought about how you described our life like a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. Help us, God, to redeem the time, to be good stewards of the time that you give us. We do pray, Father, if it's your will for us to move into this building, that you'd move the hearts, of people in the city. There are requirements that need to be met, and there may be grace that needs to be extended if we're going to be able to meet there. And Father, we look to you, and we understand through your word all that you're able to do in hearts. And so, Father, we just need but trust you. Father, if you want us to get in there, you can open the doors wide. Give us wisdom and grace and in the applications and the drawings and just all the work that needs to be done and presented to the city, that it be glorifying unto you. And Father, if it's you, will open those doors. And Father, we want to go forward for you. We're not done here. God, we're going to work here as long as you have us here, reaching out in the best way that we can. And I pray you'd help us in that. I thank you for these people that are so faithful, Father. This church has been historically small as far as churches go, but there's a big heart here, dear God, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the heart for missionaries. I'm thankful for the heart for one another. And dear God, we understand that it's not about numbers, it's about getting your word out. And I believe that we're of one heart, that we believe that if we could reach one more in Corvallis, one more through our missionaries, one more, God, is what our hearts look for. We want to be faithful to do all that we can do in reaching all that we can reach. And we understand that there are different parts of the world where hearts are more open. There are parts where hearts are perhaps more hardened and harder to reach. And Father, we understand that, and all of our missionaries understand that, and anybody that knows your word, dear God, understands that. So, Father, help us to be faithful where we're at, in our lot. And God, thankful for the part that we can have and in the lot of others, our missionaries, where they're at. Father, it's wonderful that we can have that. We thank you and we praise you for that. And Father, be with us now. And should you tarry, bring us back together for the weekend and give us a safe trip home. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.